The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, a warm welcome to you, wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone. Lovely to be together, to practice in this moment in time. So, for the practice, for today's practice, we're going to practice, turn our attention, turn our heart to the practice of mudita, vicarious joy, which is the sure way to gladden the heart, gladden the mind, both for our lives and for the benefit of other practices that we do. It's an important practice. And just to bring into context, since the beginning of the year, we've been going through the four Brahma Viharas in order, spending time with metta, with all the categories, the concentric circles. We spent plenty of time with karuna, compassion, the concentric circles, expanding our hearts. And now, perfect for a Friday, we have just made our way into the next Brahma Vihara, which is mudita, vicarious joy, sympathetic joy, different ways it's translated. I'll say a couple of words about the practice before we start. And of course, similarly, we'll go through this in the next days through the different categories, practicing, exploring, expanding little by little. So the practice of mudita, M-U-D-I-T-A in Pali, is the practice of when metta, which is goodwill, kindness. Consider kindness meeting someone who's in a neutral position in life, not really happy, not really unhappy. It expresses itself as goodwill. May you be safe, may you be happy. Now, the same goodwill, if it comes in contact with someone who's suffering, it expresses itself as compassion. May you be free from suffering. May you have ease. Now, the same metta, goodwill, same warm-heartedness, friendliness, same emotion, same sense, same sentiment, let's call it sentiment. If it comes in contact, it touches someone who's actually has blessings in their lives, is happy, it expresses itself as mudita. May your happiness continue. I'm happy for your happiness. Yay, may your happiness never end. So there's a sense of celebration of goodness in the world. There's a sense of happiness for another person's happiness. So that's one way to think of mudita. And the Dalai Lama says, if you're only happy for your own good fortune, you have 1 out of 7 billion chance of being happy. But if you cultivate happiness for other people's happiness, your chances increase to 7 billion. Because each being has something they're happy about, some good fortune. It may not be everything in their lives. So it's best, again, we start this practice where it's easiest for us. And tonight, the invitation will be to start with someone whom you naturally feel happy for. Yay, I'm happy for your happiness. And again, they don't need to be happy in every aspect of their life, but one aspect, one blessing in their life that you celebrate with them. You're just happy for them. When they call you up, they tell you, or they share with you, you beam with gladness for them as if it were your own goodness. So we start where it's easiest. And one thing to say is that this practice, the near enemy and far enemy, the near enemy of this practice. Actually, I'll talk about the far enemy, which is envy, which can come up, which again, if it comes up, turn the metta to yourself, because in that moment, metta becomes compassion. You're holding yourself with, oh, sweetie, you really want this thing and you don't have it. Oh, so it becomes compassion for yourself. So as long as you practice kindness in turned into any way, as long as you practice kindness, express kindness for and kindness celebrating someone else's good fortune, kindness turned to compassion for yourself, if envy comes up, you're doing this practice right. Okay? All right. So let's get started. Those are the framing commentary for tonight. Let's get started. So I'd like to invite you now to get into your meditation posture. You may need to shift and move, lie down, which is perfectly fine if your body needs that. And landing in your body. Landing in the body with the breath. And as always, we'll spend a few minutes just arriving. With the breath, with the body. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. Sense of intimacy with the breath, the entirety of the breath, receiving the breath in the abdomen, I recommend. So there is a sense of settling, arriving. The lower body with the feet. Letting yourself be breathed. Let the body relax. Let yourself be breathed. And let yourself enjoy, appreciate the goodness of this breath moving through you. As if your awareness is tinged with appreciation, as if you're awareness of the breath is smiling appreciatively, receiving the breath. In the abdomen and the lower body. And if you notice thoughts arising, it's okay. It's part of this practice. The mind will continue to think. So appreciate the moment when you realize, when you become awake and aware of the thinking process. Bring the sense of appreciative wakefulness to that moment. Smilingly, gently letting go and coming back to the breath, tilling the soil, settling for a few more minutes. Inviting your nervous system to relax, to soften. It's okay. It's okay this moment. Putting down whatever you've been carrying. Enjoying just this breath right here, right now. feeling, sensing your breath in the body, feeling embodied, not in your head, but bringing the center of gravity down, down, down from your head, your abdomen, sit bones, legs and feet. Now, as we continue to feel the body be embodied, feeling the breath in the body, to be tethered, grounded, stable in our presence, I'd like to invite you to bring to heart someone in your life for whom your care flows with ease. Could be a pet, could be a child, someone you care about, with whom you don't have have a complicated relationship, perhaps, and if it's a little complicated, it's okay. Someone for whom you have an easy sense of care, goodwill, happiness for their well-being. You're happy for their happiness. You celebrate their well-being, their good fortune, whatever it might be. Whatever aspect of their life it might be. Bringing this being into your heart, into your mind. As you continue to connect with your body and breath. Connecting also with the image, the felt sense of this being. If you're visual, their image. If you're auditory, what they sound like. Or maybe the felt sense of what it's like to be with them. Using all senses, whatever senses you can, to bring them to your mind. And now bring to mind also one aspect of their life. That's going well. Doesn't have to be every aspect. one blessing, one goodness in their life that they're grateful for, they're happy about. Let yourself feel, connect both with this being, this person, and how you feel, the sense of connection and your gladness for their gladness. Let yourself feel it. This sense of mudita, vicarious joy, this felt sense of happiness for another being's happiness. Letting yourself feel this gladness, this brightness in your heart, radiating, bringing joy, abundance, gladness to your own heart. And keep connecting to this being and their good fortune, because that is what brings up the sense of gladness in your heart. This first pillar, which is this being and their gladness, gives rise to the second pillar of this practice, which is the sense, felt sense of gladness, mudita, vicarious joy in your heart. And the third pillar could be the phrases, if you wish, to say them out, to say them silently. I'll offer a few different options. Again, keeping up the first pillar, the felt sense of this being, their gladness, good fortune. Connecting with your gladness for them. The third pillar, phrases. I'm happy for your happiness. I am happy for your happiness. I delight in your good fortune. Or may your happiness, may your good fortune, may your blessing. You can choose whichever works for you. May this blessing continue. May it increase. May it never end. May this goodness in your life, may it continue. May it grow and increase. May it never end. Knowing we know there is impermanence, but yet we share this wish as a way to cultivate goodwill, and gladness in our heart for others. It's an aspirational practice. Aspiring to share a goodwill, not attached to the outcome of it in the world. That it will be this way, that it will never end, but sharing, cultivating our heart, teaching our heart abundance, gladness for others, wishing well for others. If any of practice wanes, or if your mind gets distracted, connect again more brightly with the felt sense, with the image of this being, your connection with them, how they make you feel. Bring them alive in your mind's eye. They're glad. And see how that brings up the gladness in your heart. Pillar one leads to pillar two naturally. And you can share out of pillar two this felt sense of gladness for them. You can share the phrases as a blessing for them. I take delight, I take joy in your good fortune, in your gladness. I'm happy for your happiness. Your happiness makes me happy. May your good fortune continue. May it increase, may it never end. Whatever version works for you best. By repeating the phrases of choice, you can keep connected to the practice like a thread. Continuity can develop. See what works best for you. You can connect the phrases with the rhythm of your breathing, as if the good wishes, the goodwill is coming out of your heart center, the middle of your chest, shared generously. And if at any point the foreign enemy, the opposite, envy arises, it's okay. It's a practice of cultivation. Turn your metta, your goodwill, towards the suffering of the envy. Let it hold yourself with compassion if that should arise. Otherwise, may your good fortune continue, dear one. May it increase. May it never end. Perhaps visualizing, seeing this dear being happy, happily enjoying this blessing, this good fortune, letting your heart delight, dance with them. In your mind's eye, celebrating with them. Feel free to be creative. In your imagination, in your visualization. And for the last moment of this practice, turning your awareness to your heart, to the cultivation of your own heart, with gladness and appreciation. Appreciation for yourself. You showed up, you tried. And if mudita, vicarious joy, showed up even for one split second, in this practice, yay, celebrate that as a seed planted without judgment or anything else that might have happened, but just to celebrate, you showed up, you inclined your mind towards goodness and generosity of spirit. Yay. May all beings everywhere be happy and free, including us. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. I have to say, with the practice of mudita, vicarious joy, it is a happy-making practice. It is a happy-making practice. And having practiced with you, I feel happier now. And again, might be different for different people, but as I sense, there's a sense of more abundance, more joy in my heart as I check in. There's a smile showing up on my face that wasn't here before. So it's nice to check in and take a pulse and see what's happening in your heart, in your mind. So we have time for some reflections. If you like to share, you can raise your hand in the reactions, or you can type in chat. If there are questions, comments, reflections, what did you notice? What did you observe? What was challenging? What was easy? Would love to hear and have you share your wisdom in with the community, especially if you haven't shared for a while or if you're new. Would love to hear from you. So yes, okay. So I have a question. And by the way, if you send me questions privately, I won't say your name. If you send them to public, I'll say your name. So question coming, what is the near enemy of mudita? I said I kind of mentioned it at the beginning. So the near enemy, which is what masquerades as mudita, they're different ones. One is sense of pride, where there's a sense of, my child or my friend, or as if you're really taking birth, you're becoming this instead of your generosity of heart, sharing your gladness as a gift for them. There's a sense of pride. The self kind of takes center stage. So pride is one of the near enemies. The other one is exuberance. And this is a fun one, actually. Exuberance is when there is so much mudita, there's so much gladness that it's almost like you become punched drunk on gladness and you kind of lose your stability and your settledness. So because mudita can be bubbly, but when it just goes a little too overboard, it doesn't have the stability of gladness. It becomes a little too, it's over exuberance. So that's a couple I like to mention tonight. And somebody raised their hand and their hand disappeared. Who was it who had raised their hand? Please raise your hand again. Monica, please.
Hi. I really appreciated how at the beginning of the talk you pointed that the metta can manifest different ways, mudita or karuna. And when I sat down and closed my eyes, I realized I had a lot of pain, physical and emotional pain that I've just been neglecting for a long time. And I wanted so much to do the mudita, but I thought it was more. I saw it showing up more as karuna. So I focused on that, and I feel that friendliness much more towards my experience. I feel more present, and I feel that kindness. So thank you so much.
Oh, terrific. Thank you, Monica. I so appreciate hearing your inner wisdom. That yes, this session, it's happy hour. It's about any of these practices. And really what's called here right now is the physical, emotional pain. So, hey, I'm going to turn the goodwill, the metta towards this and be with it. Yay, fantastic. I am so happy to hear that. This is great. Lovely. You and everyone has the license to adapt the practice any which way that works for you in a given set. Fantastic, Monica. Thank you for modeling that and sharing that. Lovely. Great. The other reflections, you can type them in chat or raise your hand. There's no wrong question, reflection, anything. It's all good. Anything you notice that surprised you about this practice? Either in a challenging way or easeful way. Neil, please.
I was surprised at how difficult I found this.
Uh-huh.
It just wasn't like a lot of feeling that I felt, you know, it was just altogether sort of awkward. Mm-hmm. You know, there was some jealousy at some point, which, you know, surprised the heck out of me. Cause you know, I can't say I felt jealous of this person or, you know, whatever was going on before. It was surprising to me that giving compassion over someone feeling pain seems so much easier than this.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Neil. I am so grateful you brought this up. And all of these practices, these four Brahma Viharas, are also considered purification practices. So that, as you were saying, oh, I didn't realize there was jealousy, envy in this relationship, but here it is. It showed up. How interesting. How interesting is that? Without any judgment. So these practices as purification practices will unearth, will bring up things we're kind of there, but they'll bring them up to our attention so that they can be purified, so that we can be with them. Otherwise, they are already there. We just don't turn our attention to them. And another thing is that different practices might be easier or harder. So right now in this shape or form, a karuna, compassion, is an easier one for you. And this one, it's my edge. So not to say that it's always going to be your edge, but okay, this right now in this form, this is what can be cultivated. In the same way, I trust other practices had a little bit of edge, and as you did them, the heart opened up and they became easier and purification happened. It sounds like this might be the new way or the new frontier of stretching a little bit, gently stretching. So I so appreciate you saying that, naming it. And I invite you, as you would expect, Neil, for you to hang in with this ever so gently, not pushing yourself too hard, but trusting that the heart can purify and extend in its generosity of spirit with this practice. I'm glad for you that it's so nice when we find our edges. If it was easy, if it was all easy, right, we would be, there wouldn't be any places to grow. So now you have become aware. Rather, I want to say you've become aware of this area of your heart that can use more cultivation, as if, you know, one finds a muscle in the gym, like, oh, look at this muscle. This one needs a little more work. The rest of them are kind of, you know, strong, but this one, can use some more practice. So thanks for bringing that up, Neil.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, okay. A comment sent to me, and it's a longer one I need to read, but time is flying. So in order to have enough time for our practice in small groups, let me introduce them and open the rooms. So what I like to invite us to practice with in the small groups tonight is first maybe spending 30 seconds with metta for each other, 30 seconds of silence, just looking at each other, holding each other with metta and goodwill, and knowing that you're being held with goodwill. And then you can share as little or as much as you wish about your practice and appreciating the wisdom of the community. So I'm going to create the, and if you haven't done the breakout rooms or you're on the edge, you're scared of them, the community is really, really nice. So I really recommend and suggest you hang in there and you hang in here and you, you stay and let's see, I'm trying to speak and create the groups at the same time. Doesn't always work. Okay, here we go. All right. So, here we go. Okay, so I've created the rooms and check it out. See what it's like. Here we go. Great. Okay, fantastic. And everyone is back. Welcome back, everyone. So there was a couple of quick questions sent. One is, how does one deal with exuberance? Asked Jeannie. You notice it. You notice there's exuberance and you kind of settle and arrive back into the grounding, be grounded in this. And then another question was asked, do you have to use phrases or is it easier? Or is it okay to just focus on the feeling? It's fine to focus on the feeling if wordless works better for you. There are no shoulds in this practice. So let's take one reflection. If you haven't spoken, would love to hear from you. How was the groups for you? How was the experience for you of practicing community? You can type it in chat or raise your hand, especially if you're new. Would love to hear from you. There, Hui Shi.
I can unmute myself. I had a good time. I really enjoyed the sitting and the meditation. I felt my body just really, really warm in the middle of it. And I really love your voice. I feel really happy. And, I did have one question. Can that person receive my good wishes? So it's just the practice for myself, for my own heart. How can people receive these intentions or good wishes?
Yeah. So with this practice here, we don't ascribe any, I mean, there are other traditions but here we only really do it for the cultivation of our heart. Because if you try to attach to a result, then are you happier? Is your good fortune continuing? Yeah. I send lots of mudita your way. Is it there yet? It becomes problematic. So yeah, just to cultivate, just the reward is the cultivation of your own heart in generosity and goodwill. And it will show up in the way you are in the world and the way you, anyway. So yes, that's the short answer. So
thank you.
So I see comments here, mudita for Jess's cat right now. Oh my God, that's cute. Jeannie says it's hard to talk about it without exuberance. Maybe we'll talk more about exuberance, a differentiation. You mean Jesse's cat or about mudita without exuberance? I'm not quite sure what it refers to. Albatross is happy to be back. Oh, Jess, that's funny. You guys are so cute. I love this community. Anyway, so we've gone a couple of minutes over time. Let's end formally. So thank you all for your practice, because you do this practice cultivation, not just for your own sake, but for the sake of all those whose lives you touch directly and indirectly. So thank you for showing up, for practicing, for supporting each other in small groups. It's so precious and valuable. So may all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you. And as it is our tradition, I'm going to...